Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The British Labour Party is today still reeling from a weekend of body blows following the various elections last Thursday. Party leader Keir Starmer is said to have wielded the axe in a front bench reshuffle yesterday following that crucial defeat in the Hartlepool by-election and the loss of more than 300 local council seats. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Kevin Maguire, Associate Editor with the Daily Mirror, and Andrew Pearce, Associate Editor with the Daily Mail. You're both very welcome. Kevin, I'm going to start with you. What do you think is going on with the Labour Party there? Is it right to say that Keir Starmer wielded the axe?
He did, and not very well, it's got to be said, because he effectively demoted his elected deputy Angela Rayner, removing the party chair and a key campaigning role for her later, giving her a consultation prize of shadowing the cabinet office. But the problem for Keir Starmer is he was voted to be the Labour leader because the members thought he would be a winner. But the elections on Thursday were very disappointing for Labour. They lost the Hartlepool by-election, a seat that had been Labour since 1964, failed to take key mayor posts in the West Midlands of England and the Tees Valley in England. There were a few gains, did very well in Wales, and little bits of the south and in the northwest. But he's just not looking a winner at the moment because his party isn't winning. So Labour is now plunged into turmoil. He's alienated some of his supporters and friends, and his opponents, particularly on the harder left, are scenting blood.
And Andrew, for you, I mean, it was a great series of elections for all of the incumbent parties, Boris Johnson's Conservatives, the SNP in Scotland, the Labour Party in Wales. Would you say this is all down to the vaccine rollout across Britain?
I think that's a factor. It has to be. Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland, for instance, she does a daily press conference on BBC TV, gives her a great profile. Mark Drakeford in Wales, similarly, was seen to have handled the pandemic well. And the vaccine rollout has transformed the Prime Minister's reputation, Boris Johnson. He faced a lot of criticism, justifiably, some of it, over his handling of the pandemic before. But the vaccine rollout has been extraordinary. But the fact is, that isn't why the Tories did so well last week. They did well because Labour fought a terrible, woeful campaign. They kept banging on about Tory sleaze. Most voters under the age of 50 don't know what Keir Starmer's talking about, because the sleaze he was referring to was under John Major's government, which was swept from power in 1997. They had nothing positive to sell on the doorstep. And Keir Starmer, I'm afraid to say, is a charisma bypass. He sounds like a robot, and he's got no personality, and that's a big problem when you're up against a big force of nature like Boris Johnson.
What do you think of that, Kevin? A charisma robot?
Yeah, I think Andrew's overstated it. He's actually very funny in private, but he's a serious man.
No good being funny in private.
Quite.
No, you're quite right. There was a Gordon Brown when he was Prime Minister had that problem, but he's a serious man for serious times, former Director of Public Prosecutions. But the vaccine is a big factor here, and it's inoculated Keir Starmer from the oxygen of publicity and the ability to get any message across. We will see the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, again this evening, 5 o'clock, in Downing Street, flanked by senior officials, making yet another announcement. That happens day after day, week after week, and it's very hard for an opposition leader to get through. Mm-hmm. I agree with Andrew that the Labour campaign was pretty woeful. They started off saying it should be a vote about the NHS, which of course isn't a local government issue. Then they switched to jobs, but it was almost too late. But he's got a mountain to climb. He knew it, Keir Starmer, and his problem is he's still sticking down it rather than going up.
Yeah, no one really cared about the cost of the wallpaper in Boris Johnson's apartment in the end, did they?
No, they didn't, but they probably should.
Andrew?
And the thing is, Keir Starmer just went on and on about it, and he posted this appalling, really bad-taste photo opportunity in the wallpaper department at John Lewis. He just said to voters, Labour is just taking the mick, really. They're playing at party politics when there's a pandemic to be dealt with. It just looked bad, and I don't think people care about the wallpaper. One reason, the wallpaper wasn't paid for by the taxpayer. It was paid for by a Tory donor. So if there's some stupid rich Tory donor wants to pay £900 for a roll of wallpaper, which to do the Downing Street flat, more fool them. But to the voters, they don't care.
So, Kevin,
rich Tory donors, journalists are allowed to do that, but not privately, because then the Prime Minister is in debt to that rich Tory donor. There is now another investigation that Boris Johnson announced today into his holiday over Christmas and New Year, when he went to Mystique. Who paid for that? We don't know. These are issues that are very important, because they show a very slapdash approach to government by a prime minister who, let's not forget, presided over the deaths of more than 127,000 Britons, many of them needlessly.
Yeah, except the voters, it would seem, once they've the jab in their arm, don't care about these issues, Kevin.
That's right.
Yeah, you're quite right. And the NHS mass vaccination programme has been a huge success, and people have just seized the moment because they're so relieved they're now being saved from the virus and they won't die. And Labour, Keir Starmer's battle is going to get harder before it gets better, because the economy that suffered record falls because of the virus will have relatively high record increases as it bounces back. And people are excited by the prospect of being able to sit in pubs, restaurants, go to cinemas, and go on summer holidays abroad. So I can see how it's all turning in favour of the Prime Minister the Prime Minister at the moment. And that is very, very difficult for Starmer and Labour.
And is it fair to blame Keir Starmer, given everything that you've just outlined there? Is it time for Labour right now to change the leader, or should he be given a second chance? Kevin?
It's a very cumbersome mechanism to try and change a leader in the Labour Party. I don't think that will happen. I think if Labour lose a by-election that's now pending in Batley and Spen, a seat they've held for more than 20 years, it's only 3,500 majority, I think alarm bells really ring then. Tracy Braben, who was the MP, has been elected the West Yorkshire Mayor, so there has to be that contest. The Conservatives win that, I think Keir Starmer will be in serious trouble. But it's too early to write him off. Boris Johnson was being written off at the end of last year. Look at him now.
Not by me.
Go ahead, Andrew. Not by you.
Well, I mean,
he's a lucky general, though, isn't he? I mean, these elections came along once the vaccine program had happened and was seen to be successful. Had they come along a few months earlier, he would have been in right trouble.
But you see, he's a formidable campaigner. You see him out in the street. People come up to him. They want to be with him. They see him. He's got a force of nature. He's got real charisma. And that's what you need. The country has been, we've been in this dreadful, awful lockdown. You've had it in Ireland. It's all around the world. So Boris is like a breath of fresh air. And Keir Starmer looks leaden and flat-footed by comparison. Grey and dull. And then you've got the very bright, irrepressibly and optimistic Boris Johnson.
And he will have to deal, won't he, with this second independence referendum in Scotland, very likely, Andrew, now.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a problem because, of course, he's the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party, and he's determined that he does not want the union to break on his watch. That would be very difficult for him. But Nicola Sturgeon has got a majority with the Greens now in the Scottish Parliament to call a referendum. It wouldn't be binding, but it would be very difficult for a Tory Prime Minister in Westminster to try to block that. But that's something that will be a battle ahead. It won't happen until next year at the earliest, but who knows? A lot can change between now and then.
Absolutely. It is coming down the tracks, Kevin.
It is, and the position of the government at the moment is whatever the Scottish Parliament votes for, it will ignore it and say no. It's not now, just isn't the time. It's let's not have another referendum. In fact, Boris Johnson's spoken about putting it off for decades. Whether that works, whether that's tenable, I don't know. We'll see. But I just want to go with your point. He is a lucky general, Boris Johnson, because if the elections had been held at the end of last year when the deaths were piling up and there was no vaccine, he would have lost. He was behind Labour in some of the polls, and Keir Starmer was winning rave reviews for taking the Prime Minister apart at Prime Minister's questions and was polling better than him. Now, Johnson has just been incredibly lucky here. Now, it was a good strategic decision, it's got to be said, to press ahead with the NHS mass vaccination programme, mm-hmm. actually buying lots of vaccines when they were in development. That was a very good call. And if he has to take the blame for the 127,000 deaths, he does deserve some credit for the vaccination.
You know, that image is playing in my mind here of Keir Starmer being thrown out of the pub by the pub landlord during the campaign. Now, I know that the motivation behind that for the pub landlord was just he didn't want any politician in. It wasn't specifically aimed at the Labour Party leader. But it does, it just creates this bad smell around Keir Starmer, would you say, Kevin? Do you think he has to go?
The landlord was a COVID idiot who didn't want any lockdown restrictions and had lots of nutty theories he'd got off the internet. But the very fact is, you can see where Keir Starmer is an unlucky leader, because he'd been invited to that pub by the co-owner who wanted him in, and then he bumps into the guy who's a bit off his trolley, and it did look bad. You're quite right, and the point's made often. Boris Johnson is a prime minister that many voters would like to go for a drink with, while Keir Starmer actually got kicked out of the pub.
Would you change him as leader?
I think Labour would, at the moment, I think Labour would make a mistake if they change him, not least because who would you replace him with?
What about Andy Burnham?
He'd have to be an MP first, but there's no doubt he's riding high. The Greater Manchester Mayor, the King of the North, has got a lot of charisma. He's actually imploded in past Labour leadership and deputy leadership campaigns, but maybe he's a more mature politician now. He's somebody, if I was Keir Starmer, I'd hug him very, very close.
Kevin Maguire and Andrew Pearce, thank you both very much indeed. Evan O'Rourke will be with me after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.